There have been reports this month of mutinous soldiers raping women after the rebels seized the city of Bukavu in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The sexual assaults are all too familiar to peasants there. During Congo's civil war, which officially ended in 2002, rape and the fear of rape brought life in parts of the country to a standstill. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Anifa Kaushiko tears at the collar of her shirt with clenched fists as she describes soldiers bursting into her hut in 2001. Kaushiko can't remember how old she is, but other women in the village say she's in her 70s. Kaushiko says she was crying as rebels ransacked her hut. She yelled for help, but nobody came, and then the soldiers raped her. Kaushiko is one of dozens of women in the small village of Kibombo who acknowledge having been raped by rampaging militias. Kibombo is a small, isolated village in the interior of the country, about 1,200 miles up the Congo River from the capital, Kinshasa. Speaking in Swahili, Kaushiko says the attack devastated her. Rape has been a sinister sidekick of war throughout history. But in the Congo, a combination of factors make rape particularly widespread. The warring parties are undisciplined rebel groups that have pillaged with impunity for years. The militias are often made up of unpaid recruits who have been expected by their commanders to take whatever they can from the local population. There's also a strong social stigma attached to being raped, which keeps many victims from ever mentioning that it happened. But in Kibombo, the three dozen women who meet in the dusty, overgrown courtyard outside the boarded-up town hall say they'd rather be open about having been raped than hide. Some of the women have babies strapped to their backs. Some are in their early teens. Koko Miyumineoni, the leader of the group, says when fighting broke out near Kibombo in 2001, most of the residents fled from their small mud huts and lived in the surrounding forest. It was not possible for women to go to the fields because they'd be attacked, she says. With fields not being tended and people afraid to venture back into the village, Naomi says many children died of malnutrition. All economic activities stopped, she says. Some husbands divorced their wives after they'd been raped. Many of the women don't know if they have HIV. Onya Joyce, who runs the United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office for the province, says this part of the Congo has one of the highest rates of reported rape in the country. More than 2,600 women in Maniema province have said they were sexually assaulted during the war. Joyce says this is probably just a small portion of the women who were abused.
As you know, this huge social stigma is still attached, and when women report that they've been raped, they often risk losing their husbands and their family, who will isolate them as they're considered to be damaged goods.
The women who meet in the center of Kibombo say their goal is not to bring their attackers to justice, but to break down the stigma associated with rape. They say they want to get the community to accept them again as mothers, wives, and daughters, rather than as damaged goods. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.